I'm Julie Bullitt. I've been a family therapist for over 30 years.
I'm David Bullitt. I've been a divorce and family lawyer for more than 35 years.
Together, we have been married for more than 37 years.
In our professional practices, the two of us have been witnesses to individuals and families struggling with life's most difficult challenges. In this podcast, we will talk about the conversations we have had,
the conversations we should have had,
and those that every relationship needs to have in order to find success, happiness, and fulfillment.
This is Conversations for Couples,
the podcast. So it's our Valentine's Day episode. You didn't know that, right?
Oh, it is.
Yeah, it's our Valentine's Day episode. Oh. Most people think about sending candy, you know, cards, having roses, flowers, dinners out. But we're going to go about it a little bit different way this year. Thanks to another great idea of yours, by the way. I was the one who decided to do it this way. But instead of talking about candy and dinners out and all the fluffy, duffy things that people like to talk about and do for Valentine's Day, we talk a lot about having difficult conversations, you and me.
Yes, right? We do.
So we're going to have one.
Yes.
We're going to have a difficult conversation.
Yeah.
You wanted to have a difficult conversation.
I did.
So we're going to do it. We're both, we're both drinking during this episode. So I'm not sure if that tells you anything. Julie's got some wine. I got some whiskey. But if we're still together at the end, then we'll tell you can join us next time.
If it doesn't go well, this could be it.
It's like one of those shows that were great for five episodes and they get canceled. But here's hoping that doesn't happen after all this time.
Yeah.
We can sort of take it. Okay. Yeah. So why don't you start out, because you felt that this was important that we share some things more than we have in the first few episodes of our podcast. So let's share away.
Yeah. So, I mean, we started this podcast to help couples and to help them work on their relationship and keep their relationship going. And we talk, you know, we wanted to make it fun. We wanted to make it light. And I think we have. However, couples go through difficult times. And you and I have had kind of a bumpy couple weeks.
Probably more than that, really. Yeah, at least a couple weeks, maybe.
Yeah, a couple bumpy weeks. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I thought this would be a good time to sort of talk about how we're navigating it, how we're negotiating it. Are we doing what we can? Do we need to do more?
Okay.
And so I thought this would be kind of a real discussion, and also a great example of, like, it's not always beautiful. It's not always fun being married. It's been really shitty.
I would certainly agree with that. I don't know if you call it shitty, but it has not been, it hasn't been romantic, that's for sure.
It has not been a bed of roses. So
let's move on with Valentine's Day.
It has not been a bed of roses.
Go ahead.
So we've had what you want to say, and then we'll go from there. Okay. So you have had some physical issues.
Yes.
You had some kind of injury, a rhomboid issue or whatever. I don't even know what it is. He pulled something in his back.
He tore something in his back
and it's swollen and it's painful and he has not been able to sleep.
Yeah.
And
since the first, by the way, just so that we're setting the place quite correctly, because all of this is going to be on my shoulders, despite one that still hurts. It's been almost 2 months of being in pain pretty much every waking moment, which, by the way, has been a lot because there haven't been many sleeping moments. But yeah, no, that's true. I definitely did something. Don't know what it was. But yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So because you haven't been sleeping, because you're in pain, you've been what I would call grumpy.
Mm-hmm.
Easy to irritate, kind of moody, and not a lot of fun to be around.
I would admit to all of this.
Yeah.
I would admit it. Now, Vermont, now let's just put a little parenthesis here. Keep in mind, I agree with her. She's right. And I have admitted to that. And I want folks out there to keep that in mind when it comes time for me to respond to this a little bit and see if there's the same understanding.
So I'm having compassion. I am trying to have compassion.
You are.
And one of the things that I really believe in, that I think that Julie and John Gottman did a lot of research with the Love Lab, and they've done a lot of great scientific, you know, research about how they can predict with a 90% accuracy of what couples are going to make it and what couples aren't going to make it. And what they found was couples that leaned in, that mm-hmm. turned towards each other mm-hmm. in times of difficult mm-hmm. were more likely to make it. They were the higher, you know, they were the 90% or they were the ones that were going to make it. So it's been challenging
before you get to how challenging it's been, and I'm sure I'm going to hear plenty of that over the next half hour. So before you talk about that, when you say lean in,
yes,
what does that mean exactly in terms of, and you know, what does leaning in mean versus leaning out or not leaning in, right?
Okay. So for me, I'm an understanding person. I'm a therapist, and I understand that you're in pain and you're not getting sleep and whatever. But some of the ways that you have come across to me, I feel have been gruff or, mm-hmm. you know, not happy, angry.
Right.
So my initial inclination would be give you space, get away, stay away, don't go, you know, like move away. And you even said to me a couple times, I don't even know why you want to be around me. And you even said to me yesterday, maybe I should just, you know, go
take
to the
a few
beach.
Days. Yeah.
Yep. Go to the beach myself. Mm-hmm. You come later or don't come at all. And maybe we should take a break.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I did say that because it felt to me without putting the ball in front of the cart in front of the horse here. Mm-hmm. It felt like I couldn't say the rain is falling without getting in trouble. And so while I'm at it, while I recognize that all of those things are true, I also recognize that you're on high alert for all of this stuff. And so I felt and have felt, and we'll talk more in a little bit, that it didn't really make much difference what I said or how I said it. Mm-hmm. I was going to be saying the wrong thing, doing the wrong thing, saying it away that I shouldn't have said mm-hmm. it, doing something I shouldn't have done. And so it was it's been a difficult cycle. For me.
Yeah. I think we got into a bad cycle. So what I'm saying to you is that there's a few times that I felt like I wanted to pull away.
Yeah.
And I really made sure that I didn't do that, you know, physically mm-hmm. and emotionally. And I hope that you realize that.
I did realize that. So most, there's a couple things that stick out particularly. One was one night last week, I guess it was, when, you know, it was just brutal. I mean, I could not move an inch mm-hmm. without feeling like I had this thing stabbing me in the back of my shoulder. It was hard. I just mm-hmm. didn't know. And you were, I got to, which is very unusual for you. And I don't mean that in a bad way, but you went out of your way, you know, whatever time it was, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning to make sure I knew that you were there. And that if in case I needed something, which did me in the moment, it was, I'm trying to focus and it's hard and I'm sweating. It was hot. There's a whole other environmental aspect to all of this that we're going to talk about as well. But mm-hmm. but you did lean in physically mm-hmm. and you've leaned in emotionally as well. I recognize. And I think I've told you that.
Yeah. Yeah. But what I'm saying to you is my first inclination was to lean out, was to leave you alone, to push you away and to kind of let you figure this stuff out yourself, which you do have to. You have to manage the doctor's appointments. You have to manage your sleep. Like, sure. I can't fix this for you.
Right.
And I know that, but I can help you by being here for you. And I think I've done that. And I think that that's important, whether you have a physical injury, a mental health problem, you know, whatever is going on with your partner, I think it's very easy for you to be like annoyed or upset with whatever they're going through and want to push away. And I think that a lot of couples do that. And a lot of couples end up in my office. And I think a lot of couples end up in your office.
Sure. It's easier. It's definitely easier to just say, that's enough. I've had enough. I got to go. I got to take care of myself and, you know, go into a different room or move in a different direction.
Yeah. And I did think about going like in another bedroom and sleeping when you're huffing and puffing because you can't sleep.
Except there wasn't one. Well, which we're going to talk about because, why don't we talk about that for just a second? Okay. Because one of the things that struck me during the period of time that we were out of town, and just so that we're clear, we were in Florida, no complaints. These are first world problems. We were in Florida with Julie's parents. And we were in a small bedroom with no closet, with my 80-pound dog, with no real space of our own.
Yeah.
Okay. So with no real space, so no real place to go. Mm-hmm. And for various other reasons, environmentally, it was a challenge for both of us, but probably more so for me because I didn't have the gas in my tank to do it.
Because you weren't sleeping.
Well, yeah. I wasn't sleeping. And
you were in pain.
And I was in pain. But so what bothered me, particularly in that time, was I kept thinking about all the times that I'll say something about somebody in a critical way. And you'll say, well, you have to understand they have an addiction. You have to understand that there's a mental health issue. You have to understand that there's X, Y, or Z with our daughter. You have to understand that she's got mental health issues and that's she doesn't do it on purpose. That you have to understand the environmental issues, what else is going on. Mm-hmm. And I felt like I wasn't getting that. I wasn't getting that. That was just, you know, I'm zipped up here and that was my choice. And that's certainly true. It was. But that I wasn't getting that was impacting my ability to handle things myself. Mm-hmm. Frankly, physically getting out and about, it was nice being in Florida because there was some space to walk and it was warm and that did help. Unfortunately, clearly not enough, but it did. But it did. Yeah. But the space piece was an environmental thing for me, and I'm like, okay, well, you know. The guy who did X, Y, or Z, we forgive that guy because he's got X or he has this.
So you didn't feel like I had the tolerance for your feeling bad?
I didn't. It wasn't the tolerance. I thought you were. No, I don't think so. I think you get an A+ for tolerance. I really did.
So what did you want from me that you didn't get?
An understanding of why it was there. And as opposed to. You remember the you statements that you have to avoid?
Yeah.
How many times did you give me you statements over the last few weeks? You need to do this. You have to take care of this. You.
Yeah.
And it started to wear on me along with everything else that was going on.
Yeah. Well, do you want to talk about that piece of, you know, how you felt that I came in as a therapist and that annoyed you one time, which I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I think that's important, you know. We were sitting and talking and I started to give you advice. Like you need to meditate. You need to do, you know, some deep breathing. Right. You need to, you know, do this, need to do some reading or whatever that was. And you were like,
well, again,
I'm not one of your clients.
Right. And this falls into, you know, a somewhat of a overall philosophy that I have bought into intermittently, not fairly. But intermittently that, you know, it doesn't make any difference who I am. So long as I'm doing X, Y, or Z, you could be married to, you know, King Tut kind of a thing, which I know is not true. So then you take that and you put that in this particular situation, which is you're treating me like you would treat somebody, one of your Blue Cross Blue Shield clients or anybody else. And you weren't doing anything
wrong. I treat them very well,
by
the way.
No, you do. But I didn't want to be treated like a client. In fact, I don't know, to be honest with you, if you asked me what I wanted you to do, I couldn't even answer that question because, I was just not managing things well, all in all.
Yeah.
And, I'm not sure you could have done much,
okay.
But I did recognize that you made efforts to do things that are not in your wheelhouse generally.
Yes, I did.
There's no question. There's no question about that, but there's never just black and white. Correct. And this is certainly one of those situations.
Yeah. And the truth of the matter is we're still navigating this. I mean, we've had a lot of tension between us.
Yep.
You're feeling like you're in the doghouse and you're doing everything wrong. And I'm feeling like you're grumbly and gruff and negative all the time. And it's going to take some continued effort. But the point of this and sort of talking about this and almost having like a therapy session on this podcast is that we want people to know that it's hard. And
well, I think that
that we're working through some of our own stuff right now.
Yeah. I mean, and also I think it also comes from the fact that both of us are used to giving advice, not so much used to taking it. You may be a little bit more than me because you're built that way. And when somebody tells me what to do, it doesn't matter what it is. My first reaction is to say,
Okay, so you're not going to journal or do any meditation or
anything? Well, no, that's not true. I mean, but what I'm saying to you is that I come to those things on my own, and I'm not saying that you shouldn't tell me those things, mm-hmm. but I'm saying that my makeup is not to receive as much as it is to give.
Mm-hmm.
That came mm-hmm. out, yeah, that would be a good topic for discussion.
That but would that's, be better than what we're going through right now. I'll drink to that.
Yeah, you and me both. But yeah, it has been very, very difficult. And I know that there are couples out there that go through lots of difficult periods. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't mean that you give up.
It doesn't mean that you give up. And I would warn that for me personally, I have felt like moving away and giving space and being angry instead of being compassionate and moving towards that. My inclination was to do that, but I've really fought and worked hard to stay with you and to try to support you and help you figure out the sleep and the pain management and those kinds of things.
Yeah.
And I will continue to do that.
I'll
give you like 24 more hours.
Yeah, but I mean, but you know, again, perception, my perception is different in some ways than yours is.
Well, mine's right.
Well, of course it is. That we started this whole discussion with me admitting that that was going to come up eventually. And again, there, you know, there's got to be a recognition, it seems to me, that some of what, because I feel a certain way or I think a certain way, doesn't make it wrong. Okay? Right. It doesn't make it wrong. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make me close-minded not to want to do X.
Mm-hmm.
It means that I have a different opinion.
Okay.
It doesn't make me wrong because I feel this way, where you feel a different way. It means I feel something different. And I think that while the compassion has been A plus off the charts, the willingness to recognize that there's more than one perspective has not been A plus off the charts. That's been more of a lesser grade.
Okay, so I need to work on that.
Well, I think we both need to work on things. And I will say to you that even with that, I'm the luckiest guy on the planet. I mean, I try not to lose. I might lose sight of that in the moment, but I don't lose sight of it in the hour or in the 20 minutes or that sort of thing. But yeah, I feel like, you know, if I feel differently, then I'm wrong. Okay. That's not going to happen. That's not going to be.
Okay.
And that's not really fair.
I agree.
It's not really
I agree.
Fair.
Okay. So I'm going to work on that. We'll have to do a follow-up episode to see if David and I make it through another week or two and if our marriage is going to go to 38 years.
Well, let's see. We're at 37 and
almost
five
half.
Months. Yeah. And I think we bought all this equipment. If we don't make it, we have to pretend.
Can we do the divorce podcast? The divorce podcast.
Conversations for divorced couples.
There you go.
Well, you know, want to know something? That's not a bad idea as a topic area, because divorced couples are still couples in their own way, where they have children.
Yep. That's very right. true. That's very true.
I'm getting off track. But I think the moral to the story is that, you know, to try to do things that aren't your first
inclination. Lean in and don't lean out. Yeah.
And so Julie's done a good job of that.
I'm leaning
in. She's made it clear to everyone that she's done a very, very good job of that. You know,
but it's been hard.
I know.
It's been really hard.
I know. And again, what does that make somebody feel like? Right.
Like happy that I did it.
Happy that you did it.
Because I can do
But also
things.
Because it's their fault for everything.
No, it's not your fault.
No, but that's what it feels like.
You're going
right?
to get better and you're going to be nicer soon.
I'm going to be nicer soon. I hope to be nicer on our next episode of Conversations for Couples.
The podcast. You can find us
yep.
everywhere. Social media, The Bullets, BULITTS. And we're on YouTube and all platforms for podcasts. So
yeah, the video of this you can watch on YouTube, and you can see all the squirming that I've been doing over the last 20 or 25 minutes. So,
yeah.
So please do join us. Weigh in. Let us know what you think. If you have topics that you'd like us to talk about, or if you'd like to come on and talk about something.
We do have some special guests right now. Yeah, we're lining up some really great special guests. So we're super excited about that.
We are. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Hope it's a good one. We'll hope to make this one a good one, too.
Bye.
Bye. Julie Bullitt is a professionally licensed clinical social worker and family therapist. David Bullitt is a divorce and family lawyer. Julie is not your therapist, and David is not your lawyer. This podcast is meant for educational and entertainment purposes only.